She was nominated to be the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Networks and Information Integration. Isn't that a mouthful?
What? I mean, what is that job? What does that mean?
It meant that she was going to be in charge of this huge operation, which was in charge of all the widgets, gadgets, and gizmos.
And that went along with the DOD CIO. So both jobs have traditionally been one job. So it was that networks integration, all that stuff, but also the DOD CIO.
Correct. And Secretary Gates decided that he didn't need the networks and integration shop because he wanted to save some money. And but just left the CIO position.
And
is mandated by the Clinger-Cohen Act of 1996, which you and I remember so well.
We do. Been a long time, but it's still in law that all the big agencies have to have CIOs.
Correct. Who are then supposed to have oversight over all kinds of architecture stuff and make sure everything works together and you can plug and play. So that job slot is still open, but everything else that was under NII is going elsewhere, primarily to Cyber Command and probably to DISA. But General Cartwright, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said at a hearing on Tuesday that whoever the CIO is going to be, the Defense Department, that will be a strengthened job.
So does that make sense? I mean, one of the things I saw reporting somewhere, and probably in your piece, was that the DOD CIO would be part of DISA.
Well, the CIO, I guess she'll go and hang her hat, or he will go hang his or hat in some office in the Pentagon. Hopefully it's an office and not a cubicle.
Right.
But who knows, it may be slimmed down so the CIO only gets a cubicle. But support will be provided to the CIO by DISA. Now, what that means, I don't know. Maybe only General Cartwright knows.
I mean, all this seems to go against what General Cartwright said, which was, hold on, the CIO is going to actually be more important. All this seems that it's going to be almost token job.
Well, we have to look at where General Cartwright's coming from. He's a Marine. He's not a grunt. He's a naval aviator. But his heart lies in the field. And I've listened to General Cartwright over the years, and he wants a system developed that gets widgets, gadgets, and gizmos to the boys and girls in the field as fast as possible. Which indicates to me that this is a man that is not really warm when it comes to a bureaucracy.
Yeah. So does this mean, we all sort of have to wait and see what all this means.
I think we have to wait and see what all this means, but I think we need to look at where General Cartwright is coming from. And his heart lies with the J3, which is the operations folks, rather than the J6, which is the command and control folks. So if his heart lies with the J3 folks and the grunts in the field, then I think, despite what he says, and he can call me up and tell me I'm wrong, that the CIO is not going to be strengthened, but it's going to be diminished.
Hmm. And there was already gurglings about some questions about whether Terry Takei, who has served as both the Michigan CIO, currently the California CIO, doesn't come from a military background.
No, but she knows the CIO shtick. So that was probably good back in the days, you know, when ASD and NII and this ponderous bureaucracy existed. I don't know if it's going to fit in this new world order. I also don't know. She was nominated in March. How long does she want to wait around for someone to say, hey, we've got a cubicle for you in the Pentagon?
Yeah. I mean, I know that, and I know a lot of folks have been watching this job very carefully, and yet no one, I mean, even General Cartwright the other day, it was almost passing reference. No one's really paid attention to this. I mean, you've been following it, and I've been following it, but it's almost gotten seeming, you know, sort of offhanded coverage, and even attention from lawmakers and from Capitol Hill.
Right. Well, if you watch the hearing that General Cartwright was at, the big news there was Senator Jim Webb trying to defend the Joint Forces Command,
right,
which Secretary Gates wants to get rid of.
Down in Norfolk, Virginia?
Suffolk, actually.
You're right.
And Senator Webb was in high dudgeon. And that's getting all the ink, whereas the CIO is sort of, you know, second or third place.
So is part of the reason why they want to do away with the Defense Assistant Secretary for Networks and Information Integration tied with Secretary Gates, you know, what is it, $100 billion over 5 years? I mean, is there a relationship there?
Secretary Gates, if you read what he had to say in August when he announced this whole new savings initiative, believes that he needs to eliminate redundant layers of bureaucracy and redundant SESers and redundant one and two stars.
And so do we have an idea of what happens with some of the, I mean, Dave Winogrand has been in that office for years. What happens to those people?
Well, who knows what's going to happen to me, but here's a comforting thought for them. Lieutenant Colonel Renee White, a very able Pentagon spokesman, told me the other day that the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness is working with these folks to ensure, I guess, that they're not out with tin cups on the street.